Over 10,000 conservative activists are in Washington today for the start of the movement's biggest annual gathering. It's the Conservative Political Action Committee Conference. Representative Michelle Bachmann opened the event this morning with some laughs. She said if liberals keep running up the national credit card, the debt could hit $21 trillion 6 years from now, but friendly Chinese bankers won't mind.
You may know that the president of China is named Hu. His name is President Hu. And with all the money that we owe China, I think we might rightly say, who's your daddy?
Ba-dum-bum. Well, GOP presidential hopefuls meet annually at this conference. They try to win the CPAC's straw poll, but some key conservative groups, including the right-leaning think tank, the Heritage Foundation, are staying away this year because of controversies over the gathering. And in the background, divisions within the Republican Party as newly elected Tea Party affiliated members of Congress have been voting in open defiance of their leadership. J. Newton Small is congressional reporter for Time Magazine at the conference. Jay, you know, our eyes got averted. We were watching on C-SPAN, and then we began watching Al Jazeera English for the story out of Egypt. So what is the mood there?
Well, the mood is really boisterous. I mean, you've got 11,000 students, essentially. It's a conference that's aimed at getting the youth involved in the conservative movement. And right now, Newt Gingrich is speaking, and he's doing a pretty good job of riling them up. Mitch McConnell just spoke beforehand, It was probably the most animated speech I think I've ever seen Mitch McConnell give, frankly. He's usually not that passionate, kind of animated of a guy, but this time around he got actually a lot of laughs and a lot of ovations.
Wait. Laughs for Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
Usually very dry.
I know. He's usually incredibly dry and incredibly sort of milk toast as a speaker, but this time, you know, he got a little passionate, saying keep the movement alive and we depend on you and talked a little bit about his number two resigning, John Kyle, and said that, who announced literally as Mitch McConnell was speaking that he would be leaving the Senate as of 2012 and not running for re-election. But then also, made a few jokes at the president's expense and was very animated for the minority leader of the Senate.
Did he say anything, though, about what we've been increasingly seeing, a Tea Party member sort of bucking the leadership, the John Boehners of the world, and going their own way in Congress?
Well, Mitch McConnell hasn't experienced it, this sort of revolt of the Tea Party freshmen, as much as the Speaker of the House has, and John Boehner will be speaking here later on tonight. But certainly, John Boehner's had a pretty tough week. Not only have they seen two votes go down, thanks to essentially not getting enough of their own people on board.
They were the Patriot Act in?
The Patriot Act, and then also yesterday there was the U-cut of the week, which essentially Majority Leader Cantor puts up different bills or different initiatives that on his website to be voted upon. What do you want to cut this week? And this week it was funding for the United Nations that won, and it actually didn't get enough votes to pass. So that also failed, kind of ironically. So they've had kind of a tough week, and then also yesterday it was actually really amazing. I think this was the most important part of the week, I think, was the Appropriations Committee came out with what they considered, with $40 billion of cuts for the fiscal 2011 budget, of which ends in this September, essentially. So we've been working on temporary Band-Aid fixes, continuing resolutions until we could come up with a budget, because last year Congress failed to pass one. And they cut $40 billion from the remaining budget this year, which was a huge amount of money, draconian, in fact. Harry Reid called it, Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Harry Reid called it. But then they took that to the conference, and the freshmen said, absolutely not, that's nowhere near enough money. They had to go back to the drawing table, and then a few hours later, by yesterday afternoon, said, okay, we've come up with $78 billion worth of cuts, nearly twice as much, and even now they're still not appeased. Mm-hmm. So it's almost a full-blown insurrection.
Well, and back to this conference, most of them in attendance, but notable also people who aren't there. Former Arkansas governor and presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, now he's out of the country. But Sarah Palin also cited scheduling conflicts. She's never made it to this conference. How do we read that?
Palin is sort of she's always proudly said, I'm not going to conform to the norms. I'm not going to do anything that you expect me to do. And if she runs, she said she will do it in a very unique way. And I think this is her way of sort of showing her independence, saying, I'm not like every other candidate. I'm not like you guys. But at the same time, she is missing an opportunity to really engage, the young conservatives, the base, and a lot of candidates use this opportunity to meet with fundraisers, to meet with the establishment Republicans in Washington. So she's missing out on that. But I think it's also, to her, a calculated event. She's always proudly been outside of the, you know, beltway, outside of the mainstream, outside of the establishment. And I think, to her, she's always said she'd rather go to Iowa or rather go out, you know, out to the middle of America and be amongst the Tea Partiers than here in Washington.
Well, others in attendance, Tim Pawlenty, Haley Barbour, Ron Paul. Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's won one of the polls. Remind us, who's won recently and what's the thinking? It is just a straw poll. It is this one group. But what's the thinking in this horse race?
Well, it is. I mean, it is just a straw poll, but it also is one that gives you momentum. It helps you fundraise. You can say, "Look, I'm a credible candidate." Ron Paul's won also. I think last year Ron Paul won, which was a big surprise because that sort of showed how concerned the base was about fiscal issues that you had a Libertarian winning the Republican straw poll for the Republican nomination. And he has said this year that he fully thinks he will win it again this year. So we'll see. I think Mitt Romney's going to give him a run for his money.
And just a note, Go Proud is the gay Republican group that's one of the conference sponsors and led to some of the conservative groups like Family Research staying away. Highlights divisions, but are they being talked about?
You know, you see that when you go down to the exhibition area, which is sort of two floors beneath where the speakers are right now, you see it. Last year, it was actually pretty controversial. They were right next to Families USA, which was very uncomfortable. And there were actual arguments they got into, screaming arguments back and forth on the floor of the exhibition, in the exhibition hall. This year, I think those kinds of fights will be avoided. They've taken pains to sort of surround Go Proud with really just fiscal conservative groups, sort of separating them from the social conservative groups, which I think should help alleviate things. It's more talked about than it's sort of seen this year. Last year, I think it was much more incendiary, and because I think a lot of those groups are skipping this year's CPAC, you're not going to get the same screaming fights.
Well, in fact, that's an issue within Republican Party circles that some of the Tea Partiers or branches of the party are talking about social issues like gay marriage, abortion, and not sticking to the party line on jobs. We'll talk more about that, but that's Jay Newton-Small catching us up on today's Conservative Political Action Committee conference. It began this morning. I think it goes through Saturday, Jay?
Yeah, through Saturday evening.
Okay. Jay, of course, congressional reporter for Time magazine. Thanks as always.
Thank you.